Sebastian Gorka, J.D. Vance's story isn't weird, it's the American dream. By Dr. Sebastian Gorka on August 6, 2024. Is J.D. Vance really weird? Kamala Harris and the Democrats really want you to believe he is. Just watch this montage. If you ever doubted that there is some central place, like the Soviet Union's Politburo, that issues daily talking points from the party to their lapdog propagandists in the mainstream lying legacy media, doubt no more. You can't watch that montage and not believe the Oppo research is issued as a script that all surrogate/journalists must cleave to. But is what the Republican vice president says and believes really weird or even unusual? Well, listen to the man himself. Not hit pieces or snippets of speeches taken out of context. Go to the original source. 3 years ago, candidate Vance, before he was even elected to the Senate and became its most MAGA member, came on my show, America First, to share his worldview and criticism of the West's ruling elite. I am grateful to the anti-American pearl clutchers of Media Matters for not only immortalizing the interview, but for providing a transcript of what was said. I'm not NPR, so I don't get $500 million of taxpayer money annually to pay for the likes of stenographers. The point J.D. made that day, and repeatedly, with eloquence during longer discursions, is a simple one. Those who do not have children, by definition, must have a different commitment to the future than those who have children and grandchildren. This is not a critique of those who cannot have children, and he makes that distinction assiduously. That lesser material investment in the future after one dies usually remains a personal issue, but not if such people are in positions of power where they are making strategic decisions for millions of their fellow countrymen and women. And at the time of the interview, several of our civilization's nation-states were being run by what J.D. referred to as a childless cabal. From France's President Macron, to Germany's Chancellor Merkel, to British Prime Minister Theresa May and Italy's Prime Minister Gentiloni. There's nothing weird about observing the fact that those like Kamala Harris, who have no children of their own, likely have a less serious and shallower investment in the future of their country if they have no progeny who will suffer or benefit from the decisions made during their tenure in office. J.D. Vance is married to the ethnically Indian Usha Vance, who he met at Yale Law School, and they have three small children. His story is the opposite of weird, it is incredible. Truly the epitome of the American dream. A boy born into a working-class community, raised by a single mother with drug addiction problems, who broke out of the limitations of his hillbilly milieu to join the Marines, become a venture capitalist, work for Peter Thiel, author a best-selling autobiography to then become the Republican nominee for vice president all before his 40th birthday. I usually have no patience for autobiographies, especially of people who are still in their 30s, but Hillbilly Elegy is the best book I have read on why President Trump won, and why working-class Americans love the billionaire from New York. Thank you, Steve Bannon, for telling me I must read it when we both worked in the Trump White House. So, who are the real weirdos? Given what the Democrats represent and fight for daily, the question answers itself. This is not the party of JFK from opening our borders to tens of millions of illegals, funding our deadliest of enemies, defunding the police, imprisoning their political opponents, and promoting the cult of transgenderism. This Democrat Party aren't just weirdos, they are America-hating perverts. And we have every right to call the out on all their ideologically driven lunacy. For a provocative piece on how to do exactly that, see my friend Kurt Schlichter's latest on candidate Kamala. As for our side of the political chasm, what must be said about our leaders? They, like J.D. and President Trump, have children, and as a result, must care more about the future than those who do not. Even greater than that, their commitment to America is an ultimate level commitment. To be a Marine, to wear the cloth of the Republican serve in a war zone, means J.D. Vance made the ultimate commitment to the United States. He deployed to a war zone where he could be killed fulfilling the mission of a warfighter. And whilst he may only have attended a military high school and not served in one of our armed services, President Trump is every bit as much a warrior as his new deputy, a man who has been shot by a donor to the Democrats, who hasn't retreated, but just committed himself to go back to Butler, Pennsylvania, where an assassin's bullet came within 1/8 inch of ending his life. And if you're unsure about his innate warrior spirit, just go back and watch again the video of his being shot and how he reacted. President Trump and Senator Vance, as clearly prepared to die for America. Perhaps because through their children they are just so committed to the future of the nation they will bequeath to the children they have raised and are raising. Who do you trust with our country's future? The childless cabal driven by a radical and perverse left-wing ideology? Or fathers you are prepared to die for the stars and stripes? Sebastian Gorka, Ph.D. is host of Salem Radio's America First and the Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax TV. A former strategist to President Donald Trump, he is a member of the National Security Education Board of the Pentagon. His latest book is The War for America's Soul. Follow him on his Substack page and website.